This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and it's 7:41, time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They've been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank. Here's what's happening. Under a smoky sky, which continues today, we are dealing with this, and I just was looking up like KCBS and like, when do we look at clearing? And I'm not seeing that, like, the big day for the wind blowout. So
yeah, it would be nice to know. It's a lot brighter than it was yesterday, though. At least it doesn't have that, like, you know, is the sun coming up today feeling. Like, I can actually see across the yard, which I couldn't until afternoon yesterday. It was so crazy yesterday.
Yeah. So anyway, we continue to be under a smoky sky, and that's the status as we move into our day here on Thursday morning. I thought this was interesting. LA County has been hit pretty hard by the coronavirus. They were one of the biggest, hardest hit cities in the country, actually. And so they jumped out in front of Halloween already, which it's early for that. But they announced trick-or-treating will be banned in Los Angeles County, everyone. So no trick-or-treating, they say here. And by the way, there's an update. So if you're yelling at your radio, calm the heck down. I have the whole story here. They say there was a huge number of children infected with the coronavirus. It reached 500,000. LA, one of the worst hit American cities for the pandemic so far, is banning children from going door to door on Halloween. They say that conventional door to door trick or treating is prohibited. They also say that trunk or treating, which is an event where kids are allowed to go car to car instead of door to door, that's out as well. And then there was pushback, and they turned right around and said, trick-or-treating won't be banned after all. We're sorry. It's not recommended, but we're not going to be able, we won't enforce that. You know, I think that people started saying, so what, you're going to bust my kid? You're going to write a ticket to my kid? Huh? Right. And suddenly
it's
LA
gonna
went.
It's going to be a thing if you opt in or not, right? I mean, if you're a parent who doesn't want your kid to trick-or-treat, then they won't. And if you're a place that doesn't want people, strangers knocking at your door, then you won't put your lights on. Like, it's, you know, I think we're doing a pretty good job with our own personal police force that we've been having lately. I don't think they need to ban events. Let people do their own, make their own decisions.
They have said now that they're recommending that trick-or-treating not happen this year, but
it shouldn't.
It's just not sensible in a pandemic, they say, but you do you, LA, and beyond. Now, that didn't have anything to do with us here specifically, but it's a good look at how these cities are dealing with things, and it's a good look for, you know, our own mayors to go, oh, so if I say something about this, the pushback will make me eat my words.
Yeah,
okay.
Although I don't know why I trust people to make the right decision, because they just don't ever. But you gotta be able to make the decision that's right for you. I guarantee you, if you decide you are taking your kids out, there'll be a tenth of the houses. If you don't want people to come to your house, don't decorate and don't turn the light on. Right? Oops. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely, as far as I know, we're not doing it. You know,
no.
After having been trapped in the house now for however many months, it doesn't look like we're gonna be out of this even in the beginning of 2021. I'm not trying to be negative. For my own sake, I have to sort of I'm looking at March or something, like next spring, maybe we'll be out of this. So if that's the case, I just can't be in fights with people I live with. So if the missus wants to do it, I'm going to say, you guys, thumbs up. And if she doesn't want to do it, I'm going to say, great, let's not do it. Like, I just can't go there in an argument world. So we'll see. She'll be deciding that for me.
Right. She'll let you know what you've decided.
Yeah, she's going to let me know what I've decided. Exactly. Yeah.
What do you think, guys? Nicole, do you have a lot of trick-or-treaters that come to your house in Benicia? Are you guys going to turn the lights on? What do you think?
Well, we always decorate because Halloween's my mom's. That's like her go-to.
No. Oh, she doesn't get to.
Yeah, so I think I don't know what we're going to do, but we live on top of a hill, so noticing the past couple of years we haven't been getting a lot of trick-or-treaters because I don't think they want to walk.
kids look for the flatlands, there's no question. Yeah. And parents,
they
too, they're
the
like, well,
candy.
You got to...
Well, when I was a kid, there were so many kids out. We had to walk up those hills. My parents are with us. But now it's the parents drive the kids and they get out of the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
They got to work for the candy. So that's why I don't think it's going to happen, especially for my street.
Right. Well, and your mom, I mean, she's passed all her treatments and stuff, but she's got to still be compromised, right? You wouldn't want random people knocking at your front door, breathing their breath into your house.
Yeah. So we might, I don't know, if we do anything, leave a bowl out just at the end of the driveway. And then if it gets taken, it gets taken.
Yeah, that's the thing with leaving the bowl out. The first kid that finds is like jackpot, dumps it into there and then tosses the thing into your bushes. Do you have a lot of trick-or-treaters in Millbrae, in Paradise,
Not near me, because there's a really popular spot up the block.
Oh.
Taylor Street. So it's like, it just fills up. But I imagine this year, they can't do that because you can't even walk on the sidewalks. It's super packed. It's beautiful and lovely. But I just don't know how it's going to happen this year.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, will just opt out. Like Vin said, the mom is going to make the decision. Like, I'm going to take this chance or I'm not going to take the chance. And it's, people have to be allowed to make decisions like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I get a say, and I'll probably not even try, but my opinion is we've gone this far. Why would we open our door 20 to 50 times in one night, possibly inviting something
right.
in? I don't get it. We've worked this hard. We've done this much. And now we're going to say, yeah, come on and knock on our front door, everybody.
Come on in. Just take off your mask and kiss all the door handles.
So I don't see it happening. But anyway, speaking of holidays, which we just were, Halloween, here's another one. Labor Day weekend just passed, and a survey asked people what they did over the long weekend, and the top answer was good news. Almost 3/4 of the people polled say stayed home and relaxed.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's what we needed, and that's what was hopefully... is what's going to keep our spiking numbers down from
those
the
other
Labor
25%
weekend.
Are the people you want to avoid.
Yeah.
Who went out and just looking for it. Hey, I'm going to see what I can find out here.
Social activities were much less common. Only 15% went to a get together with friends and family. 8% went to a cookout. 6% went to a church or religious event. And 4% went to the beach. So a lot more people sat at home and watched TV or did chores around the house or
this
worked.
This was nationwide, Ben?
This was, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't. I wouldn't even know if there was traffic. I didn't leave the house once this Labor Day weekend. I just, to do what,
Right.
Like you said, we've come this far. I don't know why I would be taking chances now.
Yeah, I'm not interested in getting it. I'm just not.
It seems like it's horrible, just from my limited personal experience with it. That did not go well for the people that I know who had it.
That I did when we first talked about having a kid, this was 8+ years ago, was I said, all right, well, one of the things I'm going to do if I'm going to be in the house a lot more is I'm going to get back into my guitar and I'm going to take lessons and I'm going to learn I'm going to relearn my instrument. In fact, maybe learn it for the first time since I never really paid one bit of attention to my lessons I took as a kid. So I, of course, foolishly thought somehow that when you have kids, you have all this time around the house to just play guitar. I didn't know. What did I know? Duh. Stupid of me to have thought that. But nonetheless, I'm enjoying playing guitar, and I haven't gotten as far as I'd like, but I've done well with the time I've got. The pandemic has brought on a huge resurgence in guitar sales.
That is great. Bananas at large. Ding, ding.
The CEO of Fender says, quote, I would never have predicted we would be looking at a record year during a pandemic. They have had huge sales. And as you mentioned, Bananas at Large, I hope. Oh, geez. There goes my camera.
Boy, that thing is just.
You know what? Over the Labor Day weekend, the kids played with this thing and it's ruined. I can't. I'm going to have to buy a new one.
You just tighten it up. It'll work. Put some glue on there.
A little duct tape saw.
Oh, this is the thing we should be putting on the... this is our best of piece for today. You should see Vinny's upside down. He's swinging.
No, I'm good now. Oh,
there
I
he
just
goes. And now he's frozen.
Hold on.
All right.
I got it. There we go.
No,
I fixed it, everyone.
Well, okay, great. Nice. That's fine. Just don't. Just leave it. It's totally fine. I can hear you, and I can see your elbow, so... Just
anyway,
awesome.
The news
wow,
is
MacGyver.
Good for my instrument of choice, the guitar. It looks like tons of people have decided to take up a new hobby. And it's not just dotting rocks. It includes playing guitar.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's good. It's a nice skill to have. And it certainly is. It's very challenging. There's a lot to it. And you might find yourself really sucked in. Fun playing guitar. Your fingers hurt at first, though. You got to build those calluses up.
It is really good, though, as you sort of dive deeper into it to realize that you're exercising your brain in a way you normally don't.
Yeah, it's true. It's like reading a new language.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. We love hearing from you, so please continue to send texts. 510 says, I saw pics of Tahoe Labor Day weekend and the beaches were packed. No masks either.
Great.
Well, look, there's a percentage of people who did hit the beach in that little Labor Day, you know, poll. And the people who are out are the ones who are like, what? We're outdoors. We don't need masks. Okay.
And you know what? Let them, don't be the police of them.
Do
just
you.
Shake right. your head and continue. I get it. There's jealousy there. You're like, you watch these people. You're like, how can they? What are they? Why can't I? Just keep doing you. Do the thing that you know is right. And if it's going out to the beach, fine. I'm not going to police you, but you're a dummy.
925 says, good morning, Sarah and Vinny. It not only have conversations with each other, trick or treating, but also touching possible affected candy. Yeah,
there's plenty of reasons, and you get to make that call as a parent and as a person who would be a provider of candy. It's just don't do it or don't.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I've been thinking about Halloween for over a month now. I think we're going to do a party at home with our kids, bobbing for apples, pin the tail on the werewolf, making cookies, watching movies.
That's great.
408 checking in. Yeah, that's you know, look, there's tons of great alternative ways to celebrate any holiday, and we've been seeing, you know, people be really creative, so that's cool.
It is, and some people have successfully opened their little bubbles up too. I mean, there are definitely pods of people who feel safe together and feel comfortable with the other people's level of isolation, and they'll get to have little get-togethers. And otherwise, you know, try to make it. I like that. I think bobbing for apples, pinning the tail on the donkey, and watching a scary movie. Well, you know, okay. And then you don't have to go to the dentist to get your teeth pulled out. And it's great.
Hey, Nicole, I'm 55 and I've never had a hot flash or any other menopause symptoms. Doesn't affect everyone. Don't worry. Were you talking about that today?
That was a while ago, so it was probably a podcast listener.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Maybe. Yeah. Well, good luck to them. I'm sure it'll never affect you.
Oh, this person saying, the weather guy was saying, it looks like tomorrow there'll be some clearing of the smoke.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Assuming.
Great. Oh, my God. Yeah, my weather app does say we're supposed to have sun, but I'm certainly not seeing it today.
What is
but
it
it's
yesterday?
Not as, no,
Did
I'm
it say
it's not
red
as,
skies?
No, it didn't say anything about that. It's, we just have sort of a yellow sky today, which is an improvement over the amber skies from yesterday.
Someone wrote in and said, if you check your air quality app,
yeah,
it's actually worse today than yesterday. I haven't used those apps at all. In fact, I went surfing anyway because I needed it for my head more than I was worried about my lungs. So sometimes you just got to go with what's going to work best for you, you know?
Yesterday's air quality wasn't that bad, though, right?
It seemed it wasn't that great either.
They were saying the marine layer was like the barrier between the smoke and us. So it was kind of a protective layer for us.
So currently it's terrible. It's all, let's see. Let me look at where you are, Vin.
Yeah, the quality for me out here is double. I'm twice
as bad.
Yeah,
this is double what it was yesterday. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm at 225. That's horrible.
What?
Yeah, let's see. You are down. You're way the hell down here. Let me look at. I'm looking at Gilroy's at 132. That's actually not horrible. Scotts Valley. Oh, Scotts Valley looks good, Ben.
Oh, yeah?
25, 52, all under, kind of under 100.
Oh, good.
Around in your, that's great. Mine's like bad. And let me look at San Francisco here really
Where
quick.
Was 200?
My house.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. It's mine is 220, 217, 202, where Nicole is right this minute. It's like 194, 179.
Awesome.
What is it in Millbrae? It's probably better than everywhere else.
I don't know. I just had it. It's like 170.
Yeah, it's not.
Not
you,
great.
Vinny, you Scott Valley winning. Scotts Valley.
All right. Yeah. Good news. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.